Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense.
Ayanda is back, people. Hopefully today we will not get emotional. Last week it was just bad.
Yeesh.
Yeah. But yeesh. Today we might get emotional because syntax does not really affect me that much. So what to pay attention to in this year's budget speech, which is obviously around the corner, takes place this Wednesday at 7 p.m. where the Minister of Finance, Mr. Enoch Godongwani, will outline all the financial, economic and social commitments the government will prioritize in its planned and expenditure. And he'll also provide a detailed plan for 2025 spending, including proposals for the revenue collection to help fund the government's planned interventions and commitments. And, you know, some of us, we actually find the budget speech being too complicated. You know, we are people of the streets. And, you know, like we always complain about Donald Trump, né? But for some reason, né, it's like Donald Trump lives on the streets. Or either he listens to his grandkids, right? Because yesterday he signed an order saying they are bringing back the plastic straws. Because he says the paper straws are horrible. We haven't told him, like dealing with something that is simple, you know, that no other president can talk about.
Yeah.
You know, because then as a president, you'll wait for a minister maybe who's in the Department of Environment to talk about. But he was like, no. These straws, the papers are also
senseless.
We're going back to plastic.
Like that.
Just like that. And you know what? Much as I know it's not good for the environment, but I can identify with it. Like, he's talking about something that just affects, you know, an ordinary person.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that thing. I must not lie. I'm not mad at it, but I know that environmentally, it's not good for us.
No, it is not.
Yeah. Indeed. Today, though, we're speaking about a different kind of change, perhaps, who knows, in the form of this budget that is planned for Wednesday. So it's budget week. I'm sure you're seeing on your TV screens. You'll certainly hear it a lot on the radio. There'll be all manner of predictions and expectations about what on earth the government is doing with your money. That's essentially what this comes down to. And so there's no better person to bring on than our very own Gugule Tumfupi, host of Kaya Biz. And of course, she joins us now on the line. Gugule, a bit earlier than usual for your throw forward. I hope we don't steal your thunder. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ayanda. Always great to talk to you and the team.
Awesome. Let's start with the most basic of questions. Why should South Africa care about this week's budget?
A budget is always important, right? Because much like you do with your own household, any income that you earn, that you work hard for, is essentially allocated to resources that you'd like to spend your money on. And money might not buy happiness, but it certainly gives you options. And for a country like South Africa, that's exactly what our budget does. It helps us identify which particular sectors of the economy are strategic and important for growth that we need to allocate more capital to. And that's specifically to think about state-owned entities as well as their survival because of the important role that they play within our economy, but also the important role and function of society. We're well aware that South Africa is beleaguered by a high unemployment rate and challenges in terms of making sure that we upskill our population. So themes like the social grant do remain important. So essentially, for any South African who will be watching this particular budget speech, this gives us an understanding of whether or not our house is in order. How are the finances of the country looking, and where is the government looking to allocate any capital and spend that fundamentally has an income on the quality of life that we happen to experience as citizens and as business owners?
Yeah, I heard Glenn earlier say that he's not really affected by sin taxes because of Rashali Bola. People who know what that means. But there has been a lot of talk around a possible increase in the taxes. Generally speaking, what are you hearing? I know you're a woman about town. You speak to a lot of these economists. How are they feeling about those predictions?
So when we take a look at taxes, we do need to understand that that's the primary measure within which the government is able to generate revenue. And over the last few years, what we do see is that we've actually been able to beat some of the estimates that we've had. Last year, SARS collected 1.7 billion rand in taxes, and that was largely on the back of the fact that big corporates, particularly those in mining, actually had positive outcome in terms of profits. The higher the profits, the higher the taxes that they pay. But the construct of our pool of taxes is essentially set up that personal income tax is where we get the majority of our taxes, followed by value-added tax, and then corporate taxes. So that essentially means that you and I, as the working-class citizens of South Africa, contribute significantly to the revenue streams that South Africans have from taxes. As you can imagine, Ayanda, we've come from the COVID-19 pandemic. South Africans have been under significant financial pressure over the last 2 years, where everything from electricity to food has gone up, and it's a theme that we talk about on a day-to-day basis. So while South Africa and SARS in particular might have ambitions of increasing their tax targets, we haven't necessarily heard of any increases specifically to tax brackets. But what you might find is that they found innovative ways of actually adding additional taxes to certain sectors of the economy. If you think about cryptocurrency, just over a year ago, the South African Reserve Bank, together with SARS, had announced that they would be taxing any gains that any South Africans get when it comes to cryptocurrency that they keep in their wallets or happen to trade. And coupled with that, you recall Shein and Temu. Those are two popular online stores that typically do distribute not only to South Africa but across the world. And recently, SARS has mentioned that they're going to remove the limitations in terms of the zero-rated tariffs or additional taxes, customs duties that they would have on Temu or Shein products. And essentially, regardless of the weight of the packaging or the size or the quantum of what it is that you purchase, as South African consumer, you will be liable to pay additional customs tax. So the taxes come in different forms and different methods. They might not impact our salaries directly for the moment, but maybe are impacting asset classes you might be invested in and certain transactions you participate in.
Yeah, as I said, amongst the many things people try to avoid, paying taxes is certainly not one thing you can avoid, no matter what you do. Very quickly, Kuku, of course, this week's budget is also taking place in a interesting geopolitical time, right? There's talks around us losing out on AGOA potentially, but also the conflict in the DRC. I know you've, for example, had really interesting discussions with the likes of Kandibai, who reckons there might be surprises insofar as that is concerned.
That's very true. So when it does come to our trade relationships, especially with our international partners, maybe focusing specifically when it comes to arms and financial arrangements that we've had for war, Kandibai, who is a senior economist at PwC, spoke to us last week and had mentioned that usually every year we just allocated an additional 1% to our national defense force. But given the shift in the dynamic that we're witnessing, that might be a peculiar area where we see a higher level of spend than what has previously been budgeted for. But coupled with that, South Africa also needs to reevaluate its trade relationship with markets like the U.S. As we know, Donald Trump has left no stone unturned in terms of trying to highlight that we might not be his favorite region right now. And those are some of the themes that we also need to be mindful of as to what shifts and changes might be implemented in terms of tariffs or additional support to sectors of the economy that do need to find new markets to export to. So those are the two fundamentals that I think will be very different. But we can't ignore, Ayanda, an important aspect. While Glenn mentioned that some taxes might not affect him, the truth is the health and viability of our municipalities affects all of us in South Africa, regardless of which region you're in. And that's also going to be a big area of focus, just to understand how municipalities are likely going to manage their heightened debt levels. Think about the city of Johannesburg. All of this speaks to a lack of adequate service delivery that we've experienced as South Africans, whether it's our potholes, lack of water sustainability, even the traffic lights and healthcare services that might not be working adequately. That's going to be a key theme, just to understand how much National Treasury allocates to municipalities, but also how these municipalities in turn then manage that money.
Google, I mean, you just mentioned Trump now, and I'm reminded of an article I saw talking about USAID, that the fact that, of course, they've cut USAID to a number of countries, including us. Do you anticipate the president even trying to inject a bit more in the health department space, in our pharmaceutical space, just so that people can get the aid that they need that we are obviously not going to get from the US anymore?
100%, Khumut. And I think it's a very valid point that you raised there. That does mean that we haven't necessarily covered that 43 billion rand that we would typically receive as additional support from the U.S. The president did mention it in his State of the Nation address. We are anticipating that the finance minister will have to make additional allocations in this regard. The question just, I guess, remains as to how it will be funded, how it will be structured, and where the money will come from. Because if you think about it, Khumut, health and education are typically the big two items on South Africa's budget. They always be the highest of capital in terms of allocation to it. And where this shortfall will have to come from will certainly have to come from another side of South Africa's budget. And that's perhaps the sensitivities as to who will fund it, how we will fund it, and if there will be private sector participation, if at all.
All right. Kukule Tumfupi. Once again, don't want to take the thunder out of your broadcast. I know you have a whole lot more to say from 6 o'clock. Kukule Tumfupi is the host here on Kaya 959. Catch Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday from 6 o'clock.
Thank you, Ayanda. So yeah, the question for today: does the budget speech matter to you? Why or why not? Why or why not?
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
No one is interested. We are not getting any voice notes.
We are.
Eh?
We are getting voice notes.
There's one. But there's
more than one.
It's a voice note. It's not voice notes. E1.
Oh, my God. Glenn, just play the voice note, please.
Okay. So for me, I don't care much, but exactly. I do hope that the government would invest in education. Mm. You know, those schools that are not child-worthy, those schools that still have pit toilets, you know, like I do wish that the government would invest in education, foundation phase, even tertiary level.
I know, okay. I know there was a school, the Limpopo province was given an ultimatum to sort out these pit toilets.
Yeah.
And I think they had about over 600 of them in the entire province, 600 or 800. And the last time I checked, they had actually fixed almost 400 of those pit toilets. So they were making good progress. So maybe that's something that we need to iron into Zakulizo. How you in you solve my pit toilet.
I was like, ay, boy.
I said, go and solve that pit toilet there. And you must go to Limpopo. You must report from there.
Yeah, it will be amazing. A day in the life of. And you go to Limpopo. And you give us.
And you must report right on a pagat guy. We want to hear. What's that?
We want you to be Malungelo boy. Malungelo boy.
The stench here is unbearable.
Nevertheless, Malungalo boy. 1641 drive 959. We're talking budget speech this afternoon, and we want to find out from you, does the budget speech matter to you? And do you really care? Una litab. Unendab.
I don't care about the budget speech since 15 years ago when I realized ukuthi ikangangathi African National Congress ayihlukanga. I always say budget speech ayihlukanga ne taxi driver we last load yayo ibali imali engeke ibuye kithi. They are not doing anything ngaleyo mali abasibalelayo. They count billions and zillions of rands that are not doing anything, so I don't care.
I think they might increase VAT to 16% to cover all these additional expenses that we have to now incur.
This whole budget thing, I remember growing up and I used to say, I think at the time we were like, I think 49 million people. I'm like, there are 49 million people in the country and the budget is in the billions. Surely if each human being got R1 million, that would stimulate the country in some way. And some guy was like, yo, that's not possible. People are careless, whatever. And now that I'm old, I'm like, you know, thinking about it, people in government, in some government institutions are careless with the money, so why don't they let the taxpayers be careless with their money? I don't know, that's how I feel about the budget.
I always thought about it, actually, now that you're mentioning it. You know, it was so cool from time to time. The government has money, so that every citizen gets $500,000 or $1 million once a year to spend
where
it.
Where would we get the money?
To spend it from the government. This guy just said it. Money's being wasted by corruption.
How do you fix? Are you going to fix this, the streets?
With that money, we'll be spending a lot of money. Businesses will be booming. Because in Nemali, I'll be spending money.
With
the money that they stand there. And say, we're gonna inject 20 million into this and that. We were sitting here last week, the schools that we went to growing up, they are in the worst condition.
Nothing has changed. They're still the same.
They're still the same, if not worse.
We're still talking about pit toilets, Kumba.
But we are there with a budget speech saying, oh, we have this amount of money. This is referring towards development of schools. Which development of schools? Right now, I'm ground illusion because when I'm ground, I'm talking about land. When was the last time you saw kids playing a ground? I get ground because there's shacks.
Guys, it's not that I don't hear you, but one, it's too simplistic. Two, because we are also not united as a people. if we are getting all these 500,000, nobody is injecting them anywhere.
We are into in the economy. Community. We will.
What are you gonna do?
Oh, Rego, spaza shop again. Kirega grocery 10,000.
So,
what do you mean? So, we need a country that is financially agile. What do you mean? So, we can't all just be shopping and shopping and shopping while the country goes to the pits and then we complain.
It's already in the pits.
It's already in the pits.
Not it's already at the in level the pits. You guys want it.
We're going to take it higher and higher, like Brenda Farley.
Wow.
Higher and higher.
Right, Mama Sniggle, I'm 500,000. Tina, I decided to decide. I just street light and my camera.
Nina, Nabamban.
Yo.
In the street.
They are united.
Do you see your neighbors in Tembisa coming? Bazo pop out 2,000 each. You go to we have ta.
Yes.
No, you are lying.
Even if Mr. 500,000.
You are lying.
Okay, for one, try us.
Yeah. Let's do an experiment.
So, yes, by one rotation.
Yeah.
Once next year. Right. Okay,
next year.
You get about 500,000. Let's see if we cannot fix what
you
needs to be
next year.
I'm going to be like that guy we spoke about last week.
Okay.
Withdraw 600,000 when there's 10 other people.
Humutso, you want to tell me what if there's a school that still using ama
toilets,
and the parents say, okay, it's so number 500,000. As long as cinema is for mature, do you think parents won't do that?
500. They will.
Because there's always bigger problems. In all of our lives, there's always a more urgent thing that people want to fix in their immediate circle. Let me tell you something. Kolimpopo, pit toilets are not a thing that is out of the norm. So even when they're at schools, what they're forgetting is there's no supervision 24 hours, right? Koskolo. So it means that the kid we get a toilet only one, which poses a risk. But generally, there are places in Limpopo that pit toilets are still the way of life. The only reason is...
And we cannot make that
school.
Normal. That cannot be normal.
It's not normal. But I'm saying that community, if the pit toilet works for them, you think they are taking 100,000 from their 500,000 to install toilets? You're dreaming. They're not going
no,
to.
No, we're not dreaming. It's during the day. We're not sleeping.
We're not sleeping. We're not 500,000.
You're such a party pooper, we're not. Fake politician.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Labantu Ababe serious. Can they just be serious? If they come forward and tell us about the budget, let them know their story. They know what's going on ground. They know how much we are struggling with certain things. Mina, if I have to be personal with this, the fact that a 35-year-old who has worked ever since she was like 15 trying to hustle in life, got matric, did her diploma at UNISA, but even now, for the past 15 to 16 years I've been with this company.
Budgets yazi nje ukuthi hayi kuyoshayeka thina izinto phela ziyakhuphuka mara imiholo ayikhuphuki hayi bafowethu hayi sesobona nje uyazi uyokhuluma ngosasa ogogo bayojabula nara 80 rand abomama bayojabula bathola ama 20 rand wabantwana so sizawuthini bafowethu hayi into esizoyikhuluma into ephindaphindayo le.
Yo, but guys, salaries, ne? The increment of salaries is zero, guys.
Yeah.
Imagine electricity is going up by 14%.
Sure.
You've got petrol this side, you've got this, you've got that, you've got water, you've got this. But your salary, like...
A meal.
The last time I think people got a proper salary was like, boom, 2015, 2016. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because the cost of living is too high as well. Sometimes you get that increment and it doesn't dent.
Doesn't dent, indeed.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.